Blackstone Publishing presents News of a Kidnapping by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, translated by Edith Grossman. This book is read by Christopher Salazar. Chapter 1. She looked over her shoulder before getting into the car to be sure no one was following her. It was 7:05 in the evening in Bogota. It had been dark for an hour, the Parque Nacional was not well lit, and the silhouettes of leafless trees against a sad, overcast sky seemed ghostly, but nothing appeared to be threatening. Despite her position, Maruja sat behind the driver because she always thought it was the most comfortable seat. Beatrice climbed in through the other door and sat to her right. They were almost an hour behind in their daily schedule, and both women looked tired after a soporific afternoon of 3 executive meetings, Maruja in particular, who had given a party the night before and had slept for only 3 hours. She stretched out her tired legs, closed her eyes as she leaned her head against the back of the seat, and gave the usual order. "Please take us home." As they did every day, they sometimes took one route, sometimes another, as much for reasons of security as because of traffic jams. The Renault 21 was new and comfortable, and the chauffeur drove with caution and skill. The best alternative that night was Avenida Circunvalar, heading north. They had 3 green lights, and evening traffic was lighter than usual. Even on the worst days, it took only half an hour to drive from the office to Maruja's house, at number 84A-42, Transversal Tercera, and then the driver would take Beatrice to her house, some 7 blocks away. Maruja came from a family of well-known intellectuals that included several generations of reporters. She herself was an award-winning journalist. For the past 2 months, she had been the director of FOCINE, the state-run enterprise for the promotion of the film industry. Beatrice, Maruja's sister-in-law and personal assistant, had been a physical therapist for many years, but had decided on a change of pace for a while. Her major responsibility at FOCINE was attending to everything related to the press. Neither woman had any specific reason to be afraid, but since August, when the drug traffickers began an unpredictable series of abductions of journalists, Maruja had acquired the almost unconscious habit of looking over her shoulder. Her suspicion was on target. Though the Parque Nacional had seemed deserted when she looked behind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?